from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
it is the news. First, the headlines. Official confirms Jayapura Wamena road construction continues. Indonesian government offers premium Medina hotels to regular pilgrims. Here is the complete details. The Highland Papua Provincial Public Works and Housing PUPR office has confirmed that the construction of the Jayapura-Wamena road section is still ongoing to improve transportation access and boost economic activity in the region. Head of the Highland Papua PUPR office, Tunggul W. Panggabean, said in a written statement received on Saturday that access to the Jayapura-Wamena road will continue to be developed in 2026. He explained that the contract for the 50-kilometer national road project will run for the next 15 years and begin in 2024. He added that the national road section is a hope for the Highland Papua provincial government and local governments across 8 districts in reducing high prices and controlling inflation. Indonesia said nearly 17,000 regular Hajj pilgrims would stay in 4-star and 5-star hotels in Medina, marking the first time such accommodation has been provided under the regular pilgrimage scheme. Deputy Minister of Hajj and Umrah Daniel Anzar Simanjuntak said on Saturday that a total of 16,904 Indonesian pilgrims under the regular scheme would begin arriving in Medina on Sunday. According to Simanjuntak, the government has prepared accommodation near the Prophet's Mosque for pilgrims. The hotels include Millennium Al-Aqiq, Hilton, Makarim, and Frontaiba. Simanjuntak said such hotels were previously used mainly by pilgrims traveling under special arrangements. The Millennium Al-Aqiq Hotel is located about 50 meters from the Prophet's Mosque. The hotel offers high-quality facilities capable of accommodating Indonesian pilgrims. Next news is coming from Indonesia invites Russian firms to join rail projects. Indonesia is inviting Russian companies to participate in major railway developments, including planned corridors across Sumatra, Sulawesi, and Kalimantan, as Southeast Asia's largest economy seeks to expand transport links and support regional growth. Infrastructure and Regional Development Coordinating Minister Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono said Indonesia requires a substantial rail network expansion to strengthen national connectivity and improve access across the archipelago. With 17,380 islands and a population of about 280 million, transportation plays a critical role in linking communities, supporting economic activity, and maintaining national cohesion. The government is therefore opening opportunities for Russian companies to take part in strategic rail corridor projects, including the Trans-Sumatra, Trans-Sulawesi, and Trans-Kalimantan networks. Let's move on to our next news, where the Ministry of Public Works announced the completion of 222 Nutrition Fulfillment Service Units SPPGs serving as kitchens under the Free Nutritious Meals MBG program in 30 provinces across Indonesia. In a statement cited on Sunday, Minister Dodi Hanggodo said that the ministry developed the cooking and distribution facilities in cooperation with the National Nutrition Agency BGN and the Ministry of Home Affairs. Hanggodo added that handover processes to the National Nutrition Agency are underway, with the agency authorized to conduct on-site reviews before officially receiving and operating the facilities. The minister also noted plans to strengthen coordination with BGN following its recent leadership reshuffle to ensure all MBG kitchens built by the ministry can operate optimally for public benefit. Agriculture Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman called on universities to play an active role in strengthening agricultural downstreaming and national food self-sufficiency through research, innovation, and human resources development. According to Sulaiman on Saturday, that Indonesia's rich natural resources must be paired with superior human resources for the country to become a food and agro-industry-based superpower. He added that Indonesia's food self-sufficiency milestones have already gained international recognition. Data from the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA, and Statistics Indonesia, BPS, show a significant increase in Indonesia's food production. Next news is on Indonesia's Ministry of Public Works continue to oversee the accelerated construction of Phase 2 People's School or Sekolah Rakyat to ensure the educational facilities are ready for use in the 2026-2027 academic year. Public Works Minister Dodi Hanggodo said the government has been closely monitoring the implementation of the project, including ensuring that any challenges faced by contractors are addressed promptly. Dodi said in a statement issued in Jakarta on Sunday that as of June 4, 2026, five people's school sites recorded the highest physical progress and were classified within the green zone for accelerated development. Construction acceleration has been carried out through coordination among multiple stakeholders, including contractors, construction management teams, local governments, as well as financing and workforce support providers. Let's moving on to Bandung Festival draws 500 musicians to celebrate Angklung. About 500 musicians perform at the Bandung Angklung City Festival 2026, an event aimed at strengthening cultural collaboration and preserving the bamboo instrument recognized by UNESCO as intangible cultural heritage. Bandung City Secretary Iskandar Zulkarnain said on Saturday that Angklung is more than a traditional musical instrument, describing it as a symbol of unity that embodies the values of mutual cooperation, tolerance, and harmony. The festival shows Indonesia and the world that Bandung is not only a creative, educational, and tourism city, but also one that preserves its cultural roots with commitment and responsibility. Last but not least, we have news from Indonesia's Deputy Higher Education Minister called on vocational universities and polytechnics to produce skilled workers and strengthen technological self-reliance as the country seeks to improve workforce quality. In a statement issued on Sunday, Deputy Minister Fauzan said, "Applied higher education must help address development challenges and prepare talent aligned with industry demand." Fauzan said strengthening vocational education had become increasingly important as Indonesia seeks to improve workforce competitiveness. According to Fauzan, achieving Indonesia's Golden Indonesia 2045 vision requires long-term investment in education, science, and technology. He added that universities must also build character by promoting integrity, discipline, and strong work ethics among younger generations. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Sila. maju.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, Voice of Indonesia listener. Today, I'll discuss a song by Katon Bagaskara. Ignatius Bagaskoro Katon, better known as Katon Bagaskara, is an actor, composer, songwriter, and singer. He is widely recognized as the lead vocalist of the music group Club Project. However, in 1993, he also released a solo album titled Katon Bagaskara. One of the standout tracks from the album is Negeri Di Awan, a song he created and produced with his older brother, Andre Manika. Negeri Di Awan conveys the meaning of a loving relationship that adds true color to life. The song also portrays the beauty of the highland in Dieng, Central Java, often referred to as the land above the clouds. Listener, here is Katon Bagaskara with Negeri Di Awan. Happy listen. Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
World Cup is coming! Know better everything about the World Cup. From big moments that make you go, wait, what? To facts you might have missed. Soccer Fiesta.
Soccer Fiesta.
Quick and fun World Cup trivia. Available every day on voinews.id, RRA Digital, and YouTube VOI Official. Soccer Fiesta.
Did you know that throughout the history of the World Cup, there have always been iconic celebrations? Here are three of them. First, David Beckham in 2002. He scored a penalty against Argentina and celebrated by kissing the England badge, a truly emotional moment of redemption. Then there is Robbie Keane in 2002. His celebration was simple but iconic. He pretended to be Robin Hood, starting with a cartwheel and then mimicking pulling a bow and arrow. Simple, but very memorable. Lastly, Bebeto in 1994. After scoring, he celebrated as if he were rocking a baby. It turned out he had just welcomed a child. So it wasn't just about football, but also personal happiness.
Whoa! Soccer Fiesta!
Rasa
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's quote of the day.
Soccer Fiesta.
Did you know football has the power to bring people together? Yes, it really does. In Indonesia, watching football together has become a special way to build connection and togetherness. We call it Nobar, short for Nonton Bareng, which means watching a match together, not in a stadium, but through a live broadcast on TV. From cities to villages, people gather in all kinds of places, on house terraces, in small community spaces, just to enjoy the game side by side. It's not always on a television either. Sometimes, to get a bigger view, they use projectors and screen the match onto a large white surface. And because of time differences with the countries hosting the matches, these gatherings often happen late at night, even lasting until early morning. But that's part of what makes it so special. Watching together makes every moment more exciting, especially when a goal is scored and the whole place erupts in celebration. In the end, Nobar is more than just watching a game together. It's about coming together, sharing joy, and celebrating connection through football.
Soccer Fiesta.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kapan terakhir kali kamu dapat tertidur tenang? Enggak. Tak perlu memikirkan tentang apa yang akan datang di esok hari. Tubuh yang berpatah hati bergantung pada gaji, berlomba jadi asri, mengais validasi. Dan aku pun tak hadir, seakan paling mahir menenangkan dirimu yang merasa terpinggirkan. Dunia tak pernah adil, kita semua gagal. Angkat minumanmu, bersedih bersama-sama. Sia-sia pada akhirnya putus asa. Yeah.
tahu. Sila putra putri sakit hati, ayah ibu sendiri, komitmen lama mati, hubungan yang menyepi. Wisata masa lalu, kau hanya merindu mencari pelarian dari pengabdian yang terbakar sinar. Mengapur berbu, kita semua gagal. Ambil sedikit tisu, bersedihlah secukupnya. Secukupnya, kan masih ada penggantinya. Belum waktunya kau bisa menjawabnya. Secukupnya, oh ya, sirna. Kan kembali lagi.
Of Indonesia.
Tolerance is an important part which is inseparable from life philosophy of Indonesians. Religious people live side by side peacefully, respecting each other in doing religious activities according to their faith. Now we take you to Kudus, a city situated in Central Java province, which is not only popularly called as Cigarette City, but also popular with its people who still highly uphold tolerance values between religious people, and it is teaching passed on by Sunan Kudus.
Ajaran-ajaran beliau.
Kudus people still uphold his teaching, especially those living around tower. His teaching includes tolerance.
According to Denny Nur Hakim, staff of Menara Mosque Foundation and Sunan Kudus Tamp, who is also maintenance keeper of Central Java Cultural Reserve, tolerance between religious people that Sunan Kudus taught is not becoming fanatic people.
Kalau kita lihat di sebelah timur dari kompleks Masjid Menara.
If we see in the east of Menara Mosque complex, there is a temple. In the south of the temple, it was a settlement of Chinese people where they may still live there until now.
According to Denny, tolerance between religious people that Sunan Kudus taught keeps local people away from disputes amid diversity. Another form of tolerance between religious people in Kudus is prohibition to slaughter cow, which is a holy animal for Hindu people.
Sebelum Sunan Kudus tiba di Kudus.
Before Sunan Kudus arrived in Kudus, Hindus have lived here, so Sunan Kudus came later. So, Sunan Kudus prohibited his followers to slaughter cow because it is an animal that Hindu people adore.
Until at present, prohibition to slaughter cow in Kudus still prevails. They replace the needs of meat by slaughtering buffalo.
This is why there is no cow in slaughterhouse in Kudus. There is no beef satay in Kudus, but buffalo satay.
Although in Kudus there is prohibition to slaughter cow, consuming cow remains allowed as revealed by Denny Nurhakim.
Sunan Kudus itu tidak melarang pengikutnya untuk memakan daging sapi.
Sunan Kudus did not prohibit his followers to eat beef. Until now, we can see that Kudus people love beef, but they do not slaughter cow. The beef mostly comes from out of the city, though.
This tradition is still maintained from generation to generation through various examples that people can see and follow.
Yang jelas kita tidak hanya menyampaikan itu.
One thing for sure is that we not only prohibit, but we also give examples. So on Idul Adha, Islamic Sacrifice Day, and Penggantian Luwur or Buka Luwur tradition, we always slaughter buffalo, not cow. We do not call for it, but we give examples.
Kudus people do not need call and reminder to slaughter cow, which is tolerance teaching between religious people from Sunan Kudus.
Kita hanya memberikan contoh aja gitu. Jadi
we just give examples without calling for it because they already know it. It is better to give concrete examples to the people.
Tolerance taught by Sunan Kudus to his followers in Kudus gives a good character heritage in this place so that they are popular as people who live peacefully and uphold mutual respect. That was our expedition of Voice of Indonesia on Kudus people tolerance culture through tradition to prohibit cow slaughtering, which is teaching heritage of Sunan Kudus.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Hujan, rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu penuh dengan ketika jas hujan dicari-cari, semua orang inginkan teduh. Hujan. Wanita itu dengarkan lagu yang mendung, tak heran ia baru saja ditinggal oleh sang kekasih. Hati.
Of Indonesia.
Today's Indonesian Wonder is featuring the beauty of Walanda Waterfall in Bandung, West Java. West Bandung has abundant natural tourism potential, and one of them is the Walanda Waterfall located in Gugunturan Citatah Village Cipatat Subdistrict, West Bandung Regency. This waterfall is one of the leading tourist attraction in Cipatat. Walanda Waterfall has its own uniqueness because the water flows from a tunnel that is approximately 162 meters long and 8 to 10 meters high in diameter. The height of the Walanda Waterfall is approximately 20 meters and flows into the Cirawa River, which continues to connect to the Cimeta River. The Walanda Waterfall Tunnel has existed since the Dutch colonial era, built around 1889 to supply water for steam trains at Cipatat Station. The name Walanda is thought to come from the word Belanda, which means Dutch in Bahasa Indonesia, which is related to the construction of the Bandung-Cianjur railway line in the past. In addition to having a waterfall that is hundreds of years old, the view of the green rice fields and the Cirawa River is also full of the history of ancient Bandung. Several facilities that have been built, such as the Rainbow Bridge, which is located right in front of the Walanda Waterfall, are also very suitable for photo spots. In addition to enjoying the scenery around the waterfall, you can also rest in the huts that have been provided. According to the manager of Curug Walanda or Walanda Waterfall, this tourist attraction will also build a spot for indigenous West Java or Sundanese art performances and traditional Sundanese musical instruments such as the Tarawangsa musical instrument and Beluk performance. Tarawangsa is a stringed instrument that only has 2 to 3 strings. Meanwhile, Sundanese art beluk is a form of Sundanese vocal art that relies on vocal strength without musical accompaniment. Beluk artists are able to create beautiful and complex melodies using only their voices. The sounds produced are usually high-pitched and have distinctive curves. Curug Walanda, Curug Mins waterfall can easily be reached by car. From the center of Bandung to the location of Curug Walanda, it takes about 1.5 hours. And if you are from the city of Bandung, you can use the route towards Padalarang and then Citatah. After parking your vehicle, you will have to walk about 20 minutes to the village road that passes the Bandung-Cianjur Railway that is no longer operational. From the railway, it only takes 10 minutes to arrive at the location of Curug Walanda. If using a motorbike, visitors can go directly to the parking lot next to the waterfall. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Bye now!
Voice of Indonesia. GAC.
Memang kau tadi sisiku, memang kau jauh dariku. Namun sama kau di hatiku, nantikan selalu kehadiranmu. I believe that we can work it out. 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 Berbaring di dalam kamar tidurku, menantikan selalu kabar darimu. Melihat fotomu, yes it helps a little. Tak berarti ku tak rindu kau keliru. I believe that we can work it out. 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 Dan ku kan selalu milikmu, walaupun aku harus jauh dari sisimu. Dalam hatiku berkenanganmu. Jangan kau ragu, takut aku pergi darimu. Aku heran, telepon darimu makes it so much better. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
Kau ragu, takut, takut pergi darimu.
Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Leto. Leto is an Indonesian pop band from Yogyakarta, formed in 2004. The initial format of its members consisted of Noe on the vocal, Patop on the guitar, Arian on the bass, and Dedot on the drums. However, since 2016, Leto has added two new members, namely Cornel on the guitar and Widi on the keyboard. On January 18, 2025, finally, Leto released a new song titled Sebening Senja, or As Clear as Dusk. This song is Leto's latest single after a five-year hiatus. The song Sebening Senja is a pop song that tells the story of a person's journey in finding the magic and meaning of love. The lyrics are written by the vocalist Noe. Well, listener, let's enjoy the latest single of Leto, Sebening Senja. Enjoy!
Seandainya aku mengerti pedihnya rasa rindu ini, takkan berani ku bermimpi dan memilih untuk berlari. Karena cinta I'm